The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, March 11th. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer John Schumann. And Shu has got a new set of power rankings that have dropped. Moving up to that number one spot are the Denver Nuggets, Boston Celtics at number two, the Thunder at number three, Minnesota Timberwolves jump up to the number four spot, and rounding out the top five are the Los Angeles Clippers. Shu, it's great to see you as always, but we're going to get into a team that is just outside of that, but has had an extraordinary month of March so far, the New Orleans Pelicans, the only team undefeated throughout the month of March. They're getting it done on both ends of the floor, and they are coming off of a win against Atlanta last night that Zion had 27, 6 and 7.
He's got Z. How about a lob? Zion! Z coming up. Uh-oh. How about Trey? Uh-oh. Yes! Oh, Z on the lob this time.
CJ McCollum with 20 points and a big game off the bench for Trey Murphy as he had 28 points. But take us into, we've talked so much about how tightly compact this Western Conference race is. You got those four teams kind of separating up at the top, and then those vying for the five and six spots to stay out of the play-in game, who's going to end up in the play-in game. And the Pelicans are really making a push here in this month. What have you seen out of them? And in terms of the numbers, what's jumped out and impressed you with their play?
Yeah, I mean, a 4-0 start to the month isn't a lot to write home about, especially like the competition hasn't been great. They beat the Pacers, the Raptors, the Sixers without Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid and the Hawks. But, you know, this past week, you know, a lot of good teams lost games. In fact, a lot of good teams lost two games last past week. The Celtics lost two. The Cavs lost two. The Nuggets lost a game. You know, the Clippers lost two. The Bucks lost two games last week. So the Pelicans have sort of separated themselves a little bit. And what you really notice is that they're just killing teams. Like, they've won these four games by an average of 22 points. And with that, they are now in the top 10 on both ends of the floor. One of four teams in the top 10 on both ends of the floor, joining the Celtics, the Pelicans, and I'm missing one team, and the Nuggets. So there are four teams in the top four and top 10 on both ends of the floor. The Pelicans are one of those four teams. You know, they have the league's eighth best record, but they have its fourth best point differential. So this is a team that may be better than their record. The one weird thing about it, they just don't play close games. Like, they're last in the league in regards to games that have been within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. They've only had 23 games that have been within five in the last five. They're only 10 and 13 in those games. But they're just one of these teams that when it gets rolling, like when they get a good lead, they hold on to it. And so, you know, I think the surprise a little bit is that they've been in the top 10 defensively all year round. But you realize that they're just huge. You know, they have CJ McCollum and then four big dudes in their starting lineup. And then Trey Murphy is another long, good defender, is their sixth man. And then offensively, I think they've just found a good rhythm with Zion Williamson handling the ball most of the time. They move the ball really well. They shoot a lot of corner threes. They set a, you know, they had 14 corner threes in their win over the Raptors the other day. So they're getting it done on both ends of the floor. And like I said, they're beating teams pretty easily. And that is the sign of a good team. And being in the top 10 on both ends of the floor is a sign of a title contender. So I think while other teams are looking at the Pelicans, hey, we can catch them for one of the, you know, last two guaranteed playoff spots in the West, I think the Pelicans might have a chance to climb into the top four, especially with Minnesota dealing with an injury, with the Clippers slumping a little bit. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for New Orleans to move up into the top four.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, that we'll get into that Minnesota team and their loss against the Lakers just last night. The Pelicans currently sitting two games behind or just right back of the Los Angeles Clippers. When you look at New Orleans, I feel like for the early part of the season and them kind of trying to figure things out, so much was predicated on injuries and dealing with injuries, who was in, who was out. And it feels like they've hit their stride in Willie Green being able to figure out how he wants these guys to play, what the rotation looks like, things of that nature, because knock on wood, they have been now healthy for a stretch. When you look at the playoffs, look at the postseason, I know we can kind of look at the Western Conference, as it always comes down to matchups and what the matchups looks like, and that will be yet to be determined. But what do you think the odds are of true playoff success or postseason success or run for this New Orleans Pelicans team, given how they've been playing lately?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on matchups. And like I said, if they stay in the five or six spot, then they're obviously going to have a tough matchup and start and beginning of the playoffs on the road. But, you know, I think they've played well. I mean, they have a winning record against other teams with winning records. So they've had success against good teams. And so I like their chances. I do think that they do have, I mean, a lot depends, I hate to say it, but on Herb Jones shooting three-pointers. Now, he's shooting a career best from three-point range. He's near the top of the league in total corner threes. But that's a guy that you might see teams still ignore, like in the playoffs when it comes down to it, just to protect the paint against Zion Williamson, to sort of hedge towards Brandon Ingram when he's trying to get to his shot. And I think a lot is going to come down to Herb Jones' ability to make shots, Trey Murphy's ability to make shots. I'll be curious to see how teams guard Herb Jones when it comes to the first round of the playoffs. Are they going to believe in this improved three-point shooting, or are they going to make him prove it, you know, in a playoff series?
Speaking of belief, do you believe in the Los Angeles Lakers, Shu, currently sitting 13th in your power rankings? And they've had some nice wins. They've won three of their last four. They lost to Sacramento, but beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, beat the Milwaukee Bucks, as I had mentioned just last night, beating the Minnesota Timberwolves by 11 points. And LeBron James has been absolutely extraordinary this whole season. But the way that D'Angelo Russell has now been playing Anthony Davis, you know, it feels like they're putting things together potentially at the right time. They're in that ninth spot.
LeBron's going to dribble drive under that AD. Kind of a goal. Yes, it does.
In the Western Conference, but trying to continue to inch their way up given where things sit with Phoenix, Sacramento, Dallas. Dallas a big week as well. What are the odds of the Los Angeles Lakers not just being in this play-in spot, but can they keep moving themselves potentially out of it and get to that sixth seed?
I mean, the potential is there for sure. As we talked, they're still in ninth place. Like, it's kind of amazing. They have really good wins. If you go back another week, they have a win over the Clippers also, you know, recently. So they've beaten three of the top four teams in the West, you know, in the last 12 days, basically. It's there, you know, and what's amazing, what's interesting is that it's been a little bit more offense than defense recently. I thought, you know, we go back to when they won the in-season tournament. We saw the formula was defense, right, and size, beating teams up inside. I think the size factor is still there, obviously, and you could just look at what Anthony Davis did against the Wolves, who were without Rudy Gobert in addition to Karl-Anthony Towns on Sunday. But they're 25 shooting much better.
Rebounds. I mean, that's
they've shot better than 40% from 3-point range in each of their last five games. Like, that's not what the Lakers do, but it's or at least what we don't think they do. But you know, they're winning with offense. I'm curious to see how long it can last. But obviously, like, they have to get out of the 9-10 spot. I mean, it's just a. I mean, it's the genius of the play-in, right? Where 7 is better than 8 because you host that first game. 8 is better than 9 because you only have to win one game. 9 is better than 10 because you host the 9-10 game. We have seen teams come out of the 9 or 10 spot to make the playoffs, but it's still not a you know, you still need to be, would certainly like to be higher than they are, and then certainly wouldn't want to be, you know, having to beat like three of those top four teams in the West to make it to the finals.
Yeah, that'd be a tough stretch. And I think the big part of it, you talk about the offense improving, looking better. You mentioned some of the numbers that Anthony Davis has had, LeBron James. A big part of this has been D'Angelo Russell. He had that monster game against the Milwaukee Bucks with 44 points, 26, and that win against Oklahoma City. And I think that's always been the question with him. I mean, he was a guy that was speculated to be traded, potentially be moved. And then the way that he looked as he was heading into that trade deadline of how well he's been playing. And I think sometimes there is, you know, there's the highs and lows with him. And a lot of it comes from the efficiency from the field, how he's able to operate on the offensive side. So as always, there's a lot of question marks with what the complementary players look like around LeBron James, and then include Anthony Davis in that, because those two have been playing so well and so consistently all year. But I feel like D'Angelo Russell has the potential to be a big part of which direction this team goes. We got a good one here, Shu, in our neck of the woods, or I don't know if it's good, bad, it's taking us back to the 80s. The New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers setting some records and getting after it on the defensive end. We'll get to that right after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse, Sarah Kustak, joined by the great John Schumann, who's got a new set of power rankings that just dropped today. Not only the top five as we go through, but nuggets on every one of the 30 teams in the association, and great stuff given how they've been playing as of late. And last night, Shu, we had a barn burner. I don't know what you call it, what term you would use. 79-73 was the Philadelphia 76ers win against the New York Knicks. I think at times I have seen that score almost, it feels like, potentially at the halftime of some games these days. We talk so much about the league now and the high-scoring nature of it. But, yeah, they turned the clocks back.
We were supposed to spring forward. Yeah, we were supposed to spring forward on Sunday, and the Sixers and Knicks turned it back.
They're like, we're going to show you some clocks here at the Garden. What did you make of this game? Obviously, you got Tom Thibodeau predicated on defense. Philadelphia 76ers still trying to get things together, playing without Joel Embiid. And Tyrese Maxey did not play in that one as well. What did you make of that game, and maybe some of the numbers that you saw set that you hadn't seen in some time?
Yeah, the Sixers were previously 0-7 without both Maxey and Embiid. So I'm sure they were super happy to get this win by any means necessary. And that was basically how they got that win. Lowest scoring game since 2016. Both teams scored less than 9. It was a slow paced game. So that was part of the low scoring. Like, it was one of the Knicks' slowest. The Knicks rank last in pace, and it was one of their slowest paced games of the season. So I'll say that. But both teams scored less than 90 points per 100 possessions. So it was both low, both slow and inefficient.
Slow and low. I like that.
Before that game, teams had lost the last 234 regular season games in which they scored less than 90 points per 100 possessions. So the Sixers ended that 234 game losing streak with their victory. That losing streak goes back to 2019. So these are two teams that are battling for a playoff position. Like, we look at, you know, the Eastern Conference, and there are five teams currently sitting fourth through eighth that have 27, 28, or 29 losses. So that was a big one, you know, and as ugly as it was an important one. And they'll play again on Tuesday. Hopefully, I plan on being there on Tuesday. Hopefully one of them will, at least one of those two teams will eclipse 90 points. But, you know, the Knicks, I think, are happy that, you know, they played some good defense. They, you know, they got a really good defensive win over the Magic just two nights earlier. They just obviously couldn't put it together offensively. But I think the hope, maybe, is that OG Anunoby will return this week. They got a good update on him, and that he's basically been a full go in practice the last few days. I think Julius Randle's a little bit further away, but they're 8-10 since they've been without both of those guys. Ranking in the bottom 10 offensively, so I'm sure they'll be happy to get one of them back. I think with them, there's also a big, you know, we looked at their trade with Detroit at the trade deadline and thought it was a big win where they got Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks. But honestly, the numbers are really bad with those guys on the floor, whether it's both of them or just one of them. They've basically been destroyed when in like about 300 total minutes with one or both on the floor. So I'm curious to see, you know, when they are healthy, whether those guys are in the rotation or whether, you know, Tom Thibodeau keeps a shorter rotation and excises one or both of those guys, because so far it has not been good.
Going to be interesting to continue to monitor. Shu, my favorite part of talking with you, I know you always got a fun stat of the week for us.
Yes. So the Portland Trailblazers, I don't think we've talked about them at all this and on this podcast this year.
I don't think we have either.
So they have the league's fifth worst record, 18-45. But the Blazers are now they got a win, an overtime win over the Raptors last week, in which they were playing the second game of a back-to-back. They are now 8-3 with four straight wins in the second games of back-to-backs this season. So they're 18-45 overall, but 8-3 in the second games of back-to-backs. Only the Celtics have been better in the second games of back-to-backs. Boston 8-2, which is just kind of amazing. So that's my one, you know, fun stat of the week. The Blazers have been more efficient offensively in the second games of back-to-backs, 8-3 in the second games of back-to-back, 10-42 otherwise.
So next season, we're just requesting that all Portland Trail Blazers games be back-to-backs.
I'm sure. I guess I don't know what to make of it. Would
love that. I got a stat for you. But I can't take credit because it's our great producer Peter Cowder had the stat, because you know he loves the Lakers. Anthony Davis last night, we were talking about his performance. He had 27 points, 25 rebounds, 7 steals, and 5 assists. He's the first player ever with 25, 25, 5 steals, and 5 assists. So big numbers.
I think it's the rebounds that do it on that.
Yes, it's not easy to have 25 points and 25 rebounds. Look at some Shaq numbers for that. Sorry about your Hokies, Shu. Hopefully Elizabeth Kitley can get healthy and get back. I don't know where things sit
for you guys,
but tough loss in those ACC semis. But until next time, Shu, as always, we appreciate chatting with you, your time, and all your great stuff in your power rankings for this week. NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.